How good is a zucchini cake? Now, a zucchini cake is very good, I am told. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. How good is a zucchini cake? Well, you've all eaten a piece of it before, and now you're eating another piece. And Ingeborg offered me a piece of her cake, and I said, no, thank you. She said, oh, but you love it. And then 2 seconds later, her cake was gone. She loved it. And Ellen has just gobbled up her cake, and Sylvia beat Ellen to the draw. She gobbled up her cake faster. And Anita thinks that she's playing a game here. She's cutting her cake into little square pieces, and those that have rounded edges on it, she's cutting off the rounded edges and making them square, and then she's eating the little pieces that she cut off so that her plate will be a charming plate of little squares. Now, Sylvia's plate was sort of like a breathe-in. She looked at the beautiful zucchini cake, and if she breathed in, it wasn't there anymore. But it was so delicious. It was so sweet. I said, is that a sugar cake? Has it got a lot of sugar? Oh, yes. It has a lot of sugar, and it's very delicious. And, of course, they're thoroughly enjoying it. Now, every one of these people is in ideal health. Every one of these people has the ideal weight. They have the ideal figure. They are the ideal. What do you call them? The ideal woman? Or the ideal person?
Ideal person.
Hey, cool. The ideal person. Now, have any of you, can any of you tell me in the farthest reaches of your fantastic imagination what an ideal person looks like?
Me.
Yes? Oh, you're raising your hand saying, I, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Ellen and Sylvia, anybody else?
Oh,
oh
yes.
Yeah. Angie, you're not the ideal person? You're not the ideal person?
No.
Why are you not the ideal person?
I have not the measurements.
But how do you know what an ideal person is?
Because
now,
there are
if
the
you
sciences.
Think you have the thought of what the ideal person is, and you're not that measurement, then whose fault is that?
It's my fault.
Okay, then. Are you the ideal measurement of your choice?
Yes.
Okay, then. See, you are the ideal measurement. You have chosen to be the figure that you have right now by how you eat and how you play and how you work and how you dance and how you sing and how you jump out of airplanes and stuff like that. You see, you do have the ideal figure from what you have done in your consciousness.
Yes.
And we all have the ideal figure from what we've done. Now, what were we saying about the woman? She was the what?
The ideal woman.
The ideal 21st century woman. Uh-huh. The ideal 21st century woman. Now, what would an ideal 21st century woman be, Anita? Do you have any idea? What would an ideal 21st century woman be?
She like me. Me.
Oh, you are so smart. You are so smart. I asked Anita the natural question because it was so easy for her to answer. What would the ideal 21st century woman be like? And she said, me, of course. You know, she had to stumble a little bit. All right. Sylvia, what kind of clothing would the ideal woman wear?
But she would be dressed like me.
Exactly. She'd be dressed like you because you are the ideal 21st century woman, and this is how you, as the ideal 21st century woman, choose to dress. Now, Beatrice, what sort of color eyes would the ideal 21st century woman have?
Like my eyes. Like blue eyes, blue-greeny eyes, and to be myself and have fun.
Right.
Yes.
You got it all in there.
Yeah. Oh, she wants it.
B, what kind of eyes would the ideal 21st century woman have? And you would say, perfect eyes that see perfectly, endure perfectly, just like mine. Mine is the archetypal type of eye upon which the 21st century woman bases its criteria. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes. Now, Ellen, what sort of mind does the 21st century woman have?
My mind. Just like I have it. The perfect archetypal mind.
Oh, the perfect archetypal mind, just like mine. That's beautiful. And Rex,
yes.
What kind of a dog do we have?
He wants that cushion.
What kind of a dog do we have? Do we have the 21st century ideal dog who is quiet and peaceful when we're doing our talks here? Is that how we do it? Is that right, little Elf? The 21st century, did you want to say something here to the microphone? The 21st century dog, are you the ideal dog, little Lo? Your little mini pin? Now, how is that? Now, you see what you started, Ingeborg. You started by saying, me. And that's where it all starts and where it all ends. Now, I must confess to all of you that you have before you the ideal 21st century man. And look as you like, and marvel as you like, and compare as you like, but be very careful. Because when you look at me, and you see the ideal 21st century man, your eyes are going to be incapable of seeing anything but the 21st century man wherever you look. Every man, woman, and child will look like the ideal 21st century person. The ideal. Because that's all you can see. It's all you know. Now, is that the way you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Then what do you have to do to make it so all the time?
See myself that way.
The only thing I have to do to make it so is be myself and have fun. Be myself and have fun. You're close. But you see, how can you see yourself as the ideal man or the ideal child or the ideal woman? Perhaps the ideal woman you could see yourself as. But you see, be yourself and have fun, and everyone you look at is the ideal person. They express the ideal being, the ideal person. And when they do that, what happens? Only because you are the ideal person. Because you see in them what?
My mirror.
You see the mirror. They're their spiegel. When you look at them, what do you see? You see who you are. And so it better make it good. And if it's not good, well, how could it not be not good? How could you ever look at anything and see it not good, huh?
Good question.
Really. This is what it's all about. And this is what we're all about. And this is why life is so wonderful and so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the 21st century person? The ideal 21st century person? Kind of wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, remember that. Wherever you look, you're seeing what an ideal 21st century person sees. Perfection everywhere. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
Thank you.
I love you.